Shabbos, Parshas Shoftim. This week I'd like to share with you a number of ideas that I believe are all yesodistic ideas, the first idea being something well connected to Tanakh. And this is an idea expressed by Rav Huttner in two places, one in the Ma'amore Sukkis, Kuf Tez Zayin, and also in the Igrais of Rav Huttner, Pei Hei. There, he addresses the idea that in Nach we find numerous times that different Nevi'im at different periods gathered all of Klal Yisrael for an Asifa, for a gathering, and in the gathering they seem to be Mekabel the Torah, or Bikaris Bris. It's a very general gathering to dedicate oneself to the obligations that exist in the Torah anyhow. We find this from the days of Yeshua, at the end of Sefer Yeshua, all the way through to the last of the Ksuvim, and that is Nehemiah, who does it as well in Perek Tes. The explanation is based on a pasuk in this week's parasha, Perek Yitzchaz, pasuk Tezayin. The Torah refers to Kabbalah Torah as the Chayrev, the Yom HaKohol, the day of the gathering. And Rav Huttner sees in that a yesod to every hakel, every gathering, that they're all there as an extension of the Kabbalah Satira. The yesod, he explains, can be found in Sefer Shmuel, where Shmuel appoints Shaul as the first king. We find in Navi that when Shaul is appointed as king, the people are mezalzel by, the people don't consider him to be a significant person, and they feel that he's not going to be much help. As a matter of fact, after Shmuel tells not only Shaul, but the people, that Shaul is king, he goes back to tend to the animals. Then there's a battle, there's a mochama with Ammon, and Shaul comes and saves Klal Yisrael. After that, the people are moved to appreciate Shaul. And Shmuel makes a gathering. He calls it a gathering, L'chadesh Sham HaMelucha. Let us get together and together, L'chadesh HaMelucha, to renew our dedication to the kingdom. That idea is the idea of a gathering of Klal Yisrael. The idea of the mitzvah of Hakel, which, as you know, took place every 7 years in the Beis HaMikdash, and all of the gatherings that we find in Tanakh, it's the idea that to be mekabel something does not have to mean that you're not obligated. You're mekabel to be obligated. No. Even if you have a previous obligation to do something, there's an idea of being mechadesh that kabbalah, of doing it anew, and in that way being rededicated and more devoted to the cause to which a person is rededicating himself. And therefore, that's the idea of Klal Yisrael having the constant asifas, the gatherings, to rededicate themselves with a feeling of ahava, of chiba, to something that they were mekabel before. I sometimes think of the Holocaust survivors, the generation in which I grew up, the children of survivors, when the survivors would make very elaborate bar mitzvahs. The bar mitzvahs then were like the weddings of that day. And naturally, the reason was because of the simcha, being able, the joy of being able to renew the families that had been so cruelly destroyed, and being able once again to make bar mitzvahs and start a chain in a person's family. To a great degree, it was an asifa of being the kabel, the Torah, with the chavivos, with the chiba, as Klal Yisrael did with Shaul. It was a sense that despite all of the pain and disappointment, there's a renewal of Klal Yisrael. And that's really what that seemed to be about. From this, we go to the Ben Yehuda in Brachis Daf Chof Ches. The Ben Yehuda writes there that the idea of a person celebrating his birthday, a birthday, a day when you come to an age, a new number, the years are going by. The idea of a birthday, he says, is the idea of being mechadesh, one's devotion, one's dedication to the purpose of his life. The idea of celebrating a birthday is hischachos, it's just one more day in your life, but it's a road marker. It's like someone who travels from New York City up to the Catskills, and he gets to a certain point where he gets onto the 17, onto a highway which which is more than halfway there. That mile is no different than any other mile in his trip. But as you all know, when you get on to the 17, you begin the new leg, it's eschatshus, it's a relief to be holding at that point. The same thing when the birthday comes. It's eschatshus, it's an opportunity to rededicate oneself, to feel again the ideas, the values for which we live. The Ben Yehuda goes on. He says that Rosh Hashanah is humanity's birthday. It's the birthday of all human beings. It's the day on which Adam was created. And therefore, that too, it's an asifa, to rededicate oneself to the things that we're already rededicated to, but to do so with a feeling of hiskachos, a feeling of renewal. In yeshiva, the newsman begins, Elul, and everyone comes with a sense of hiskachos. If you have elementary school children, they're starting a new year in a new grade with a brand new briefcase and a brand new loose leaf. There's a sense of hiskachos. I once asked my wife why she has to buy them briefcases. Last year's briefcase is perfect. Why buy them loose leaves? You bought them a loose leaf in the middle of last year. And my wife correctly explained to me that you have to start the school year with a shiny new briefcase, with new pencils. The new loose leaf doesn't last as new for very long, but that feeling of hiskachos is crucial. And certainly when this man begins in the Beis Medrash again, there's a renewal. What about people that are not going back to yeshiva? What about people that are working in a job that they have? They have to create that hiskachos. They have to make it happen. And I'm talking to all of you. It's the end of the summer. You're coming back. It's a time to rededicate oneself, to take upon oneself a sense of newness, a sense of hiskachos of serving Hashem. All those hours you've spent weekly schlepping to the country, perhaps shopping for things you had to bring to the country, those hours now have to be used to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Today's Thursday, next Thursday, August 27th, is the first Mishmar night. If you live in Brooklyn, you're welcome to join us at the Akud of Madison on Avenue S and East 22nd Street. If you live elsewhere, well, I recommend you fly in or make the trip. But if there's a shul in your neighborhood, get people together, a sense of newness, a sense of hiskachos. There are only three or four Thursday nights, Mishmar to Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. For these four Thursday nights, you could do it, even if you feel you can't do it all year. Go to the Beis Medrash, be there till later at night. Make something happen. Take Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, take the second or third parak, both are short parakim, five blad or so, and in four Mishmar nights, you could learn it. You could do it. It talks about the mitzvah of Shofar in the third parak. Learn about it. Make something happen. In a sifa for hiskachos. I'd like to move on to a second thought. In this week's parsha, we have the Arei Miklat, the 42 cities of the Levim, and the six special Arei Miklat, which are cities that are cities of refuge for someone who kills b'shageg. I'd like to share with you a thought which I originally heard in the name of Rav Nachman of Breslov, afterwards in the name of the Gerer Rebbe, the Fei Menachem, and then the Arei of Yisrael, all Hasidish sources. And then to my surprise, I see that Rav Schwab as well deals with this idea, this concept. And that is, there are six Arei Miklat, a designated Arei Miklat, and 42 additional Arei Levim that rescue someone who killed b'shageg. Kriya Shema, the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad has six words. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's six. The Parsha of Yahavta has 42 words. And that Parsha of Kabbalah Salmachu Shemayim, is an irmiklat for somebody who wants to help himself, somebody who is not careful in serving Hashem. It's hard to do tshuva on all the things you've done, but if you run to the irmiklat, if you run to Kabbalah Salmachu Shemayim, it's something that can help you. What's the difference between the six cities and the 42? One of the differences is that in the six cities, the person who killed b'shageg could live rent-free. They were designated Arei Miklat. Someone who murdered b'shageg had first rights to live there. The other 42 cities were designated Arei Levim. Somebody who came there had to pay rent. So you can imagine, if it was a wealthy man who killed b'shageg, strike ache, he would run to any of the 48 cities. If it was a poor man who ran, who killed Bishai Gay, he would run to one of the 6 cities where he could live rent-free. And so, too, somebody who's strong in his Avodas Hashem can find in any part of this Kriya Shema his connection to the Rabbeinu Shloim, in the mitzvah mezuzah, in the mitzvah vishinantam levanecha, wherever you want. Somebody who's weak runs to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The aside of Yiddishkeit, the pasuk of Shema, the 6 Ari Miklat. I saw recently in the Times of Eliyahu that the 48 Nevi'im are connected to the 48 words of the first parasha of Kriya Shema. I saw this in the original source in the Times of Eliyahu. I didn't see any Mepharshim who explained this. And I was wondering, how could you break off 6 Nevi'im from the 48 to make it 6 and 42? I don't know. I was thinking perhaps 6 before Matan Torah and 42 after. But according to Rashi's calculation, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, and Aaron were the only 5, not 6, before Matan Torah. And therefore, I leave that for you to work on. If you come up with a good answer or a Maramachim, I'm willing to hear it. But this is the idea, the meaning, I guess, wherever we will find the 48, some connection to Ari Miklat, or maybe it's the Ari Miklat that has some connection to the Nevi'im. Let's deal with a third thought. We have in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Tes, that you know there are 6 Ari Miklat. When Hashem will make Eretz Yisrael bigger, and the Gemara says, Rashi says actually, that this refers to the days of Mashiach, when Klal Yisrael will have the lands of the Keni, the Knezi, and the Yergashi, when those additional lands will be conquered, the Asaftim Klal Sholishar, and there'll be 3 more cities in the days of Mashiach that are already Miklat. This, as you understand, poses many difficulties. Why will we need Ari Miklat in the time that Mashiach will be in, Yemais HaMashiach? Darach L'ner, Makis Tesom Edbeiz Yisakashim. Will be Lahamavis L'Netzach. Why will it be necessary to have Ari Miklat? From Sefer, the Parsha asks that even though it's possible people will be killed B'Shaigeh during the time of Mashiach, however, the Marshal HaKadmaini says that this will happen because the killed person will be a Rezeach B'Mezid. In the time of Mashiach, we understand there will be no Yetzirah. And this is something which needs an explanation. I can refer you to Chaim Kanevsky's Nachal Eison, the Sefer on Egla Arufa, in the first Perek, Eis Aleph, in footnote Vav, where he deals with the Kasha. But because our time is short, I leave that as an Aramachim, and I'll share with you quickly the Shlaz answer in the section Teres HaAdam, I believe it was Eis Kuf Samach Zayin. He says something beautiful. He says that when Mashiach comes, the period of Yemais HaMashiach will also be a period of growth. Not everything will happen immediately. Not all of the brachas will happen. People will have to work on themselves. Yemais HaMashiach is a period of time. There may not be a Yetzahara. To have an aliyah on serving Hashem, that will take time. And therefore says the Shla, in the beginning of the period of Yemais Mashiach, there'll still be people who kill B'Shaigeh. There'll still be things that happen to people who are not careful enough, who don't have perfection. The Yemais HaMashiach period will be a period in which one is to achieve perfection. That's an idea which I hope to elaborate upon at a future point, but a beautiful idea regarding the Avoida of Yemais HaMashiach and Avoida of Aliyah. Now with that, my time is up for this year. I wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos, a meaningful Shabbos, and a meaningful time of preparation for Elul, which is already upon us, coming back to the city as the children start yeshiva with the schachas, start your sedarim with the schachas as well. A good Shabbos.